Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Cliff Inico back on the show. Cliff is an attorney. He's an author. He's a business consultant. He's a contributor to Entrepreneur Magazine. He's the author of the eBay Marketing Bible, the eBay Seller's Tax and Legal Answer Book, etc., etc. And that's just two of his many books. And a brand spanking new one just out on crowdfunding, right, Cliffy?
You betcha. My friend just came out earlier this month and doing real well.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, good. Well, it's all about the new crowdfunding rules, how some small businesses will be able to raise capital on the Internet and tap into their social media contacts using crowdfunding portals, which are being set up online,
right,
even as we speak.
And we're going to talk about that more the next time you're on the show. We're going to get into this, and you and I are going to go best two falls out of three on some of that.
You bet. A lot of people are wrestling with how important is this going to be? Is this something people are actually going to do? And there's lots of different opinions.
It's going to help some people. It is not going to be a silver bullet for a small business. For Main
At least
Street.
Not right now.
It's
I
not
going to
be
that.
A silver bullet for Main Street. I'll put it that way.
Well,
anyway,
we'll talk
that's,
later.
That's what we'll talk about. That's what we'll debate. But in the meantime, let's talk about the 12 biggest mistakes, or at least some of the 12 biggest mistakes small business owners make. And you say the first one is not understanding their market.
That's exactly right. I mean, I can't tell you how many startup people, they spend all their time developing a product or service, but they really don't have a clear vision of who's going to be buying it. You know, who are the real customers? Oh, it's everybody. It's men and women, all age groups, that kind of stuff. Everybody loves cupcakes, that kind of thing. It really isn't true. When you're out in business, you realize there's only certain people who buy your stuff. You really have to know who they are and what really motivates them to buy. I got a video up on YouTube all about this, about how you sell people and stuff like that, and that's got 129,000 viewers the last time I looked. If you go to YouTube.com and search for how to sell, you'll see this video. I'm wearing a big purple sweater here. I kind of look like Barney. But when you get past that, I talk about, being realistic about your customers. Don't sell to perfect people. Oh, we're going to sell organic, locally produced, produce. I'll tell you something. We had a situation. We had one of those, fresh marketplaces open in our town here in Connecticut about 6 months ago. Everything's fresh, local, organic, yada, yada. Well, I just read my paper last week. They just shut their doors after 6 months.
Wow.
The burger place that opened up right next door to them, they're doing fine.
Heart attack.
So
when
that
they sell,
tells
when
you...
They... Well, they sell a double heart attack burger.
Right, exactly. So that tells you. I mean, it's a silly example, but it says a lot about what really motivates people. Just because you bring it doesn't mean that they will come. You got to know who those people are, and you've written about this too, Jim. Who those people are, and how do you reach them?
And here's a huge one. This is the newer part of this, but it's exactly in line with what you're talking about. You have to, and this is what Cliffy's saying, folks, you have to know what their expectations are.
Bingo. You got it. That's exactly right. Perfect people don't buy anything. Real people buy everything. And you got to look at them the way they really are, warts and all, wrinkles and all, and all
difficult as they may be.
Yeah, that is true. They're not going to come to you. Well, maybe your mother will come to you just because you opened the store. She'll buy something from you. But that's beyond that, it ain't going to happen. So that's true.
Well, and when we talk about expectations, all the things that Cliff just said, and when the expectations, Cliff, when you and I were coming up as pups, expectations meant what kind of products do they want?
That's right.
But now they have expectations on top of product and pricing. Mm-hmm. They have technology expectations, right?
Well,
that's
the truth.
They have delivery expectations. They have expectations of what the we're going to talk about competition in a minute. They have expectations. The way they think about competition may not be the way you think about competition.
That's exactly right.
And you have to know what those expectations are, or you're going to miss them. You're going to be like that company that went out of business you talked about.
That's exactly right. I mean, look, if you have a business that's targeting millennials and your website is not mobile friendly, they can't see it on your smartphone, mm-hmm. you've got a big problem. Because that's how they see things. That is the way that generation looks at things.
And they'll rule you out if you don't have what they're looking for, if you don't meet that expectation.
That's exactly right.
They'll rule you out before they even know if you're cheaper or not.
That's right. You become irrelevant to them.
That's right.
You know, that's, I think relevance is a big thing, you know, especially to that generation. So,
I need a website, Cliff.
Okay. The website is succeedinginyourbusiness.com.
Can they find the new book there?
They can find the new book there. They can find everything there.
All right. We're going to talk about some more of the biggest mistakes small business owners make. After these messages, we're going to get into not underestimating the competition. But remember, they come after. They're after the expectations, after understanding what your market, your profile customer, your ideal
customer.
Customers
come first, man. Without customers, you don't have a business. You have a hobby.
Always. Quick break. 20 tails. Stay with us.
So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.